We're lucky enough to be joined by the man behind Gigged Out, a grassroots initiative showcasing and platforming Sydney's underground electronic scene. Thanks so much for joining us. To start off, anyone listening that might not have heard of Gigged Out, what is it?
Thanks, Steph. Gigged Out is essentially, like you mentioned, a super grassroots platform showcasing underground electronic music in Sydney. The idea is essentially to, showcase emerging talent through our platform, whether it's our web app or through socials. That's sort of what we do in a gist.
Because it's more focused on underground or DIY scene. It's like, is that what differentiates it from a platform similar to like RA Guard, which is a bit more, I don't know, polished. Not polished, but I'd say professional, in the professional landscape. Yeah,
of course. I think RA is a really good sort of inspiration in terms of the web app platform. But I think in terms of how we're different, I think our focus is really on connecting with local producers, artists, venues, really having conversations with them. And really understanding where they're coming from, right? So I think when you grow as big as RA, you sort of, I'm not saying this happens, but you probably don't have the same connect with your local communities. And I think with Gigged Out, what we're really trying to do is really bring forward, emerging talent, grassroots talent, people that are just starting off, promoters that are just starting off, and really showcasing that, right? So if you look at our social media, it's sort of really revolving around, new initiatives, fresh ideas, whether it's in the DIY space or, whether it's working on new subgenres of electronic music. So, yeah, I think that's typically what our focus has been. We are actually working on, building out our mobile app and sort of making the web platform, a bit more on that level where it can sort of compete with RA as well. But we want to make it more so that it doesn't lose that human touch, right? So when you are sort of looking for events, you're not really overwhelmed with the sheer amount of events that are on there. So yeah, just thinking of ideas to, make that whole experience of finding music, really enjoyable. So yeah, that's sort of what our focus has been.
I feel a lot of, especially rave culture, has been kind of taken by big business or turned into big festivals worth a lot of money with a lot of red tape and things going into it. And you're seeing a lot of that kind of middle ground between like normal kind of shows at an average price at a local venue is kind of disappearing more, and they're becoming cheaper shows put on by people that are just really passionate, or the Kudos Bank arena shows.
Yeah, definitely. I feel Sydney has something really special, in terms of its DIY scene. I think it's sort of really up there in terms of what we see globally. I think it really stemmed from the fact that we had, some severe issues with, obviously the lockdown and lockout laws, etc. I think that meant that people had to really, out of, necessity and out of, force almost, have to create these spaces for themselves. So I think it's been awesome. And yeah, you're right. There definitely is that disparity between, having those big corporate, events compared to your smaller ones. But there definitely is or has been a movement of these type of events coming up all over Sydney. It's been awesome to see. It's been awesome to bring those events, into the forefront as well through our platform. So yeah.
What goes into setting up these DIY events? Because they are so much work, and there's so much, you can just go into Gigged Out and find a ticket to an event on a Saturday or Friday night, but there's so much more leading up to it. Could you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. Look, I mean, at Gigged Out, we haven't run or set up any of these events, but speaking to people, promoters, artists that actually set up and run these events, it's definitely not easy, just because, I mean, firstly, it's in that, gray area of, whether it should be public, shouldn't be public, that sort of area of, who should be market this to, and who should be coming to events. So that's something that we are super cautious about. So even with Geeked Out, like, you can't just find these events. You know, you have to log in, you have to be a user to see these sort of hidden events. I mean, that's the only barrier we have right now. But I mean, if we get smarter, that could get a bit better. But in terms of setting up these events, I mean, right from, you know, picking the venue to actually, like what Club crystallized last week, right? Really bringing in an artist to set the space up, not just set up your sound and your speakers, but actually bring in like an artistic element to the space. I think that setup last week was one of the most breathtaking spaces I've seen in a long time.
Really cool.
At a DIY.
Really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good. And yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely not easy just because, you know, if you're running a party at a venue, there's a lot of things a venue will take care of, like in terms of security, in terms of ticketing, you know, in terms of, I don't know, water, bathroom, so things, simple things like that you sort of don't think of when you're running a DIY event. So, so look, it's definitely not easy, but I think when you are going to these events, the people going to these gigs, you know, have an open mind. They know the passion that's going into running these events, and they know that, you know, it won't be a polished, you know, club night. When you're going to a DIY event, it's definitely going to be more grungy, and I think that's what makes it special.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the draw. It's more grungy, but it's also like everyone is there because they just really want to be there, and they really care, and they really appreciate it a lot more. Which is, I think Geeked Out, it is a hard space to be working between of like, how open do you go with these events, or like how much exposure do you give them?
We are seeing a lot of DIY collectives get a lot of really good and deserved praise as well, right? So with your shows at the Opera House and stuff as well, you have collectives like Dunge performing there, which is just so good for the scene, because just giving recognition to artists as well that are starting off, you know, from that DIY space. So yeah, it's awesome to see, but yeah, it's definitely not an easy task and not an easy event to pull off, I should say.
And not at all. But like, really appreciate everything that Geeked Out does for the scene. And thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's been great.
No worries. Thanks for having me.